Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric O'Brien along with Ken Evans and Sean Desay from Triumph MMA. You can catch them online or on Facebook. Just search Triumph MMA. And we are talking about everything that's going on in the world of mixed martial arts, including this weekend UFC on FX7 as we go to Brazil. So there's going to be a lot of fighters on this card that you're probably not as familiar with.
Eight guys named Thiago something.
Yes.
No.
But the main event, which is the one that's most interesting to talk about, is Vitor Belfort taking on Michael Bisping. Michael, 5-1 in his last six. He beat Brian Stann before losing to Chael Sonnen in a decision that I think we could all say could have gone the other way. It was really not an impressive outing by Chael Sonnen. So, essentially, Bisping...
I don't think that decision could have gone the other way, though. It wasn't impressive.
Okay, sure. I think you can make the argument.
I mean, I'm not going to fight you over that.
If you're a fan, I think you can make the argument that
okay,
he's 6-0.
If you're a fan, okay.
But whatever. And Vitor Belfort in the UFC back since 2009. He is 3-2. His only two losses that have seemingly destroyed him from any title contention is the upkick from Anderson Silva and his near submission and thus loss to John Jones.
I mean, he has really actually had a great run in the UFC.
Absolutely.
I remember we were talking about this when he was coming in back against Rich Franklin at UFC 103, and this was 3 years ago now, 2 or 3 years ago. And I don't think any of us saw him making any run. I don't think any of us picked him over Rich at that point.
Nope.
I did.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Well done. Well done. He beat Rich in that fight, and then, you know, he's gone on to a couple of decent wins, and yeah, the only guys he's lost to are the two guys that are just ruling their division, and probably number one and number two, pound for pound, the best in the world today, and that's John Jones, and that's Anderson Silva.
And fascinating, Sean, is that if you listen to Dana White talk all week prior to his crazy ear surgery where he has ear removed to fix Meniere's disease and put it back on, prior to that, it's all been, okay, here's the main event, Vitor Belfort, Michael Bisping. Michael Bisping gets a title shot if he wins. And that's the end of the sentence. There is no Vitor Belfort gets Harley Davidson.
Well, it's even worse for this division because it's Anderson Silva, and Anderson wiped him up. I mean, you could make an argument to put him back in there with John Jones.
Sure.
The way that he almost subbed John Jones and really looked decent against John Jones in a fight that he took on short notice, and nobody counted him in. Nobody counted him in that fight, and the fact that he nearly won that fight against John Jones was amazing. He's a guy that's always going to put on exciting fights. He's a guy you're always going to want to watch. I mean, he's a guy where they can count on, all right, we're going to put this card together. It's in Brazil. Really, for the U.S. fan, the only guy they're going to know is Vitor Belfort. We can put him against somebody else, and we can fill out the card with good fights, but not name fights. And that's what they can count on Vitor Belfort for. So I know you said earlier, and you kind of joked around, fighting for his job. Do you really think he's fighting for his job if he loses to Bisping?
Well, but if you have said or said.
Now, let's remember, we've got Fox, FX,
yeah, sure.
Fuel.
But what I'm saying is if you've said by not saying, which is essentially what Dana White is doing, that we don't really have a place for you other than a gatekeeper, I think that.
Well, Dana's more said that he's not going to fight Anderson Silva again.
So what are you going to do with him?
Well, there's got to be a lot of slots in the world under Anderson Silva for fighters.
There's none.
No. No.
Just open up a weight class for him and just put him in there.
Maybe we need a 195.
Yep.
Put light heavy.
So what
back.
Is it just going to be Rich Franklin and Vitor Belfort fighting?
I was
going to
say, that would be pretty awesome.
And Vanderlei.
Vanderlei, yes. They could just rotate.
Who do we have? Didn't Souza fight like 193?
Jacare would do it, but I mean,
Jacare needs three more pounds.
Well, and he's kind of new to the scene, so
there's
some interest there. Well, I don't know. Like, if you're making 195, that seems to me like the MMA equivalent of the retirement home. Like, you can't quite make either of these weights, so we've made this you and Ortiz and Chuck Liddell.
We've talked
Tank
about
Abbott
this on the show. Tank Abbott's not making 195. We've talked about that 15-pound window being probably one of the hardest to make in the world in any fighting organization.
Yeah, sure.
That's a lot of weight there to go from that's 20-pound window. That's 185 to 205.
Yep.
That seems like we could do something about. And let's remember, too.
Seems like we could change that.
You speak about Tito Ortiz. Let's remember, 205 was created for Tito Ortiz. Light heavies were either 198 or 200, and he didn't want to make that weight, and they had a lot of money invested and knew they could make a lot of money with Tito Ortiz. They pushed light heavy to 205. You're saying we can't slide that up? John Jones, big light heavyweight, be perfect time to do it. Slide that up to 210, put in a 195.
Okay, but I'm not, I guess I don't,
Is that the discussion you wanted to have today?
Not really, but we could go there. I mean, I can certainly see a need for a new weight class, okay? We can have that argument. I don't think that you can look me in the eye on this show and claim we can make as much money with Vitor Belfort in this new weight class when he got demolished by the two champions on either side in the same way we made billions of dollars on Tito Ortiz.
I'm not saying you do that, but you could certainly make the case that, hey, he wasn't comfortable in either of these weights. Yeah, it's a little rough to come off losses to champions both around you, but you would expect that for a champion in their division not to necessarily be able to beat champions in other divisions, and that's all we would be creating there if that's what we did. That, all of that aside, and that's probably not going to happen for a long, long time, I think there's plenty of slots for Vitor Belfort
which is the same sentence we said about MMA for females. So we may be eating crow in 6 months.
If Vitor puts away Bisping like the way he did Franklin, and it was like just a great knockout fashion.
Sure.
I think he has a strong case to like go up to Dana and be like, come on, you know, like go ahead, give me another number one guy you think it is. I'll put
like
him
is that out. Is that the fight with Hector? Because that's interesting, right?
Yeah, put
they're
him
both kind of beast looking dudes.
And, you know, after he takes Bisping, let's say he goes against Hector and takes out Hector the same way.
And the way then he looked against John Jones, I just think he should move up if he's going to do either of them.
You know, it's funny, man. Some guys, the drastic weight cuts and stuff, they don't do very well when they're depleted and they're down in their lower weights, and then when they do a short notice fight, 205 or, you know, whatever the case is, people tend to perform a little bit better, you know, and they're just like, yeah, you know what, maybe I should, you know, maybe Vitor should go back to 205 and try to do a run up there as well.
Well, and when you look at some of the guys that make that case, a la, you know, Anderson is really close to 205 all the time, and Frankie Edgar really close to wherever he fights all the time, so they feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
As opposed to whacking off 30% of their body weight and then going, all right, I'll fight you. Sure, why
and
not?
And drinking Pedialyte for 20 hours before they have to fight.
Hey, it's...
I know it works.
It's what you got
to
do.
But I think there is something to be said for that, and probably in that John Jones fight, you saw some of it. He felt a lot better. He went in there fairly confident. John Jones probably looked past him a little bit and was coming off a lot of heat. I mean, John Jones still pulled out that win. Vitor Belfort is in a tough spot, win or lose here. UFC's in a tougher spot if Vitor Belfort wins, though, because they got a nice fight set up between Anderson Silva and Michael Bisping if Bisping can get through Vitor Belfort. And I'm looking at the fight, and, you know, I know this is one of those cards where there's not a lot going on underneath. I mean, there's good fights, but not a lot of named fighters. I'm looking at the top of this card, and I'm not sure who I would want to pick in this fight at this point.
I like Bisping, but the thing with Vitor is he's a game fighter, as you saw in the Jones fight, and so he can surprise you. Yes, he's now world famous for this upkick, but I think we essentially eliminate every other fight he's ever had with this one upkick, which I just think is from essentially a Jedi Knight in mixed martial arts, and I don't think it's a really fair snapshot of Vitor's career to say that's Vitor, right?
Well, because up until
you're talking about when he got fell into the, what was that, a key lock or
no. When he got upkicked by Anderson.
Oh, Anderson. Okay,
everyone has essentially just went, that's his career. He's the guy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like we've eliminated all of the other stuff that he had done prior to that point.
Well, the thing is, like up until, and Dana White's even said this, up until he gets into the title first round, he pretty much goes through the competition fairly easily. He knocks people out. He takes them out really quick, really fast. Gets in there with the title, you know, gets in there with the champion, and he kind of freezes up. And that's typical.
The Kenny Florian, we will call that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Also on this card, like Ken said, not a lot of name fighters, but some really interesting fights. Daniel Serafian, he was a finalist on Tough Brazil, got injured, and was not able to compete. So this is his UFC debut. He is a wrecking machine. So if you want to see a guy who's going to make a really, really long night for CB Dalloway, who he takes on, it's certainly going to be Daniel.
How does CB still have a job with the UFC?
I don't know. I mean, probably because they like...
he's got one of those faces that you want to punch.
He does. You know? He's got a face that you want to punch. But I think the fact that he bested Mayhem Miller for Dana White, I think Dana thinks, we'll keep you around for a little bit. Also on the card, we've got obviously a ton of Brazilians. Gabe Gonzaga, his second fight since returning to the UFC. He is 1-0 since his return, takes on 2-2. Big Ben Rothwell, who of course lost to the new champ, former champ, now new champ, I guess, if I'm saying it correctly, and Mark Hunt. So I'm not really sure how that fight's going to be, but that could be an interesting fight at heavyweight. And Thiago Tavares, he is 4-1-1 in his last six, and he takes on undefeated Khabib Nurmagomedov, I think. Nurmagomedov, I believe is how you pronounce it. He's a Russian undefeated fighter.
Nurmagomedov, I believe.
Nurmagomedov, there we go. Undefeated, 2-0 in the UFC, bested Kamaru Usman, who came out of WEC and everyone thought was going to be a contender, and Khabib absolutely destroyed him, and Gleison Tibau, he also destroyed him as well. One of the other fighters, though, that if you get the undercard on Fuel, I want you to pay attention to is Milton Vieira, which Sean sent me the video over this week. If you don't know anything about him, I'm a fan. I've been a fan before you sent me the video. But
that dude can darse, man.
Not only can he darse, he essentially invented the anaconda, as the rumor goes, is what I understand. And he, if you watch this video that's on my Facebook page that Sean gave me, he can get the darse choke, the version of
in
the
middle of the air.
Anywhere.
Did you see
really?
When he passed that? Yeah, dude. Did you see that part where he was passing that guy's guard?
Passes guard.
And the guy went for the underhook.
Yep.
And in the air, he slapped up a darce. Uh-huh. Man, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. There's no way.
It's crazy. That'll be a fun one. And again, with the UFC formula, that is the final fight on Fuel before we go to FX. So make sure if you're watching the prelims, you check that one out as well. We will have all of the results and all of our guesses that are probably going to be wrong about this one on our Facebook page, search WOW Show. And when we come back, whatever is left of news, we will cover it. It's Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.